Welcome, everybody, to episode 240 of RP Grinders. I'm your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohorts, Eric the Great, Breakman the Bold, and the stealthy one himself, Stealth. What is up, gentlemen?
Everybody drink.
what are we drinking to, Breakman?
I don't know, just because.
Just because you had a hard week, or what's going on?
Oh, no, just... I'll get into it when we get to the stinkos.
You sound a little down, man.
No, I'm fine.
I'm worried about you, man. You know,
I hear my voice echoing, though. Do you guys hear me echoing?
We don't hear you echoing, man.
You sound good. As long as you don't hear me, that's good.
Right. Eric and Stealth, how are you guys doing?
Okay, I've had a kind of craptacular week with regards to allergies, though.
That always sucks, man. I feel you, dude. I get allergies, too. What about you, Stealth?
Well, Friday is great, and I'm just happy to be a part of it.
Yeah, same here, man. Like, I, you know, it sounds like we've all had kind of a shitty week. My wife was in the hospital. I'll get to that nonsense when we do our stinkles as well. But why don't we delve right into the light news week that we have ahead of us, Eric?
Okay, first off, we got from One More Castle, River City Ransom 2 announced in development.
All right.
This is editor's note. Although this is a new project, is indeed a follow-up to the original River City Ransom. It will not be specifically called River City Ransom 2.
Duh.
I think it's because, number one, they don't have the rights. Number two, there already is another River City Ransom 2 project.
Oh, there is?
Yeah. I didn't know that. These are both fan efforts.
Oh, okay. So tell us about it, Eric.
Says, yeah, it's not just a rumor. You can be forgiven for not believing it, since a prior River City Ransom 2 effort was postponed indefinitely. But there's not much room for real hope. Full credit to Polygon.com for tipping the story that a sequel to one of the most beloved, high-quality, unique NES video games of all time. Seriously, if you're a fan of 8-bit gaming but have never tried the original River City Ransom, thoroughly recommend it. It's beat-em-up with RPG elements. It has an entire... in-game economy is set up around storefronts that provide healing items and statistical bonuses. The game also has a healthy dose of humor and comes with the same team as other classics as Super Dodgeball.
Yeah. I remember loving...
And if I remember reading correctly, the script writer for the original game that we all know about... I mean, because this is a part of a series in Japan called Kunio-kun. There's a whole bunch of different ones. We've only got pretty much just that one, and then the spinoff games like Super Dodgeball. But
I'm a big fan of the Dodgeball
and the soccer game, which is still my favorite soccer game.
Which Axis has
the
rights to, but they aren't doing shit with at the moment. What the hell are you not doing?
Well, maybe budgetary concerns, man. It always comes down to money, Eric. Always.
Well, I know, but you know. I'd take their visual novels that they're doing over that right now. But hopefully, they can get to them in the future.
Yeah,
but I'm thinking that their spinoff titles that they sold recently did not sell too hot for the ones for the DS.
Right. Let me make quick mention of the chat.
But anyways, I think the scriptwriter for this the game that inspired this game, River City Ransom. Yeah. I forget what the Japanese name, but it's really long. But I think he's actually providing the script for this game.
I remember really liking River City Ransom back in the day. So this
yeah, I loved River City Ransom, and I love the soccer game they made too.
Yeah, I remember playing the dodgeball game on the GBA all the time.
Yeah, I want to make quick mention of the chat room. There's quite a few people in there, as always. But Tiger Claw, thanks for always getting us on every week. What's up, Gripper, and the Dungeon Buster, he's usually in there too. So I just want to make quick mention in the chat if I missed you. I know Hex in there and a bunch of other people. What's up, guys? So River City Ransom 2, Stealth, you down for this?
Yeah. I mean, I'm never going to say a game shouldn't be in development unless something is really wrong. So, I mean, I'm always up for another Sprite game.
Yeah, me too.
It says it's... aiming for August 2014 release on Windows PC, but other platforms are being considered.
Yeah, I mean, I don't pay too much attention to
the release
dates.
So there'll probably be console announcements for this.
So those are probably like what the Kickstarter extended goals? Like
there's no mention of Kickstarter on this.
Oh, they're not doing Kickstarter?
Apparently not, dude. So that's that's always good news.
So you know how much you hate Kickstarter?
No, it's not that I hate Kickstarter. I hate the people that use it.
I hate listening to Frank's plan about Kickstarter. That's what I hate.
Yeah, yeah. I just don't like the fact that once they reach their goal, like, where does the rest of the money go? Like, they have no – like, they don't have to tell anybody where the money goes.
I told you, coke and prostitutes.
Right. But see, I don't want my money going to coke and prostitutes unless I'm paying for it. That's what the team does. Well, to Breakman's point, if my money's going to coke and prostitutes, I want to be the one getting the coke and prostitutes, okay? All right. Stealth, let's go with the next story, dude.
Okay. Just give me a moment.
How dare you not be prepared?
I have it. Shin Megami Tensei 4, over 50 hours long, has paid DLC courtesy of Gamatsu. New details on Shin Megami Tensei 4 have come out of this weekend's Nico Nico Super Conference. Excerpts include over 50 hours of gameplay, paid downloadable content, a dropped moon phase system, and no links to the previous game. Some of the other things, a brutal difficulty mode might be included. The release date for the original soundtrack is undecided. There is an option to switch voices on and off.
Do you? Yes. I'm sorry, Stealth. Do you think it's a good idea to go with no link to the previous games?
I mean, they never do. Mm-hmm. I mean, they share like the same world and the same, you know, mythology and stuff. But, you know, there's not really direct sequels to any of the main games.
Yeah,
so much.
No, I know that. But by no links, I mean they kind of, you know, kind of stepped away from some of what the other games were doing. It was kind of what is the word I'm looking for?
Well, there's actually one other thing here.
Yeah.
It says the world of Shin Megami Tensei Strange Journey is unrelated to 4, but the Black Samurai suit might be related, and a connection with the first Shin Megami is also possible. So they're just not talking right now about it.
Ah, gotcha. It's one of those there's
when
no
they said
link.
Dropped moon phase system, does that mean they've dropped the whole moon system?
I'm
guessing. Because that word weird.
I'm guessing that's what they mean.
The Maka beam will appear, but this time there is no moon phase system, so it's dropped.
Yay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because waiting for a specific phase of the moon was kind of annoying.
Yeah, I don't think anybody really enjoyed that.
And when it's a full moon, you can't recruit demons because they'll just go crazy and attack you.
Yeah,
forget that. Yeah, motherfuckers. I'm excited for this game. I mean, shit, if it's not related to any... It's sort of like when Digital Devil Saga came out. I don't know if you guys remember that. But
yeah.
It wasn't related to Nocturne, per se, but you could tell it was kind of the same type of universe. It was like...
Yeah,
that synergy
they all are.
Yeah, yeah. So, I don't know. I like it.
Yeah, I mean, if you're an RPG fan, you sort of have to be interested.
Yeah. I mean, is Atlas doing things right or what? You know what I mean? Like, with their games, like, you can say what you want about Atlas. They're not, you know, stepping up and becoming the next Square Enix or whatever criticism you have for them. You got to admit their games are fucking kick-ass.
You know what? I heard a silly, stupid rumor from NeoCaf.
What's that?
Of course it's NeoCaf, so yeah. There's going to be stupid, silly rumors. But
yeah, right. So
but,
I'll just
but,
dismiss
but
it.
What they were saying is that they grabbed... putting out a rumor where the Dante from the new DMC game is going to be in the game. Why? Just because he was in Nocturne Maniacs? Okay.
I think I actually started that one.
Huh.
yeah, I think I told someone about that. I just heard about that. Nah, not truth.
The
so
rumor started.
Controlling NeoGAF.
I mentioned
Nocturne Maniacs was the version of the game of Nocturne that we got in the U.S.,
So what Stealth
was a deal they had with Capcom then.
What we should do is we should rename Stealth the starter of rumors.
Yeah, I didn't think it would blow up, but it did. But right. I think Atlas Japan has done a good job. Atlas USA has done an okay job. Yeah. And Index, the company that owns both of them, has done a shitty job.
I agree. I absolutely agree with that. I mean, we've talked about that. I think we talked about it last week, Index's troubles and shit like that. But they should just sell Atlas.
What does Index do?
I think they should either let Atlas go.
I got to wiki it and find out.
I think they're like a media company.
Yeah.
mean, they're like a conglomerate who owns a lot of different things, but like they don't.
Oh, so they don't do games. A damn thing.
No, right.
Yeah. They just earn money.
They just own.
Right. They just suck money from good companies like Atlas is what they do.
I know a good analogy. They're like Donald Trump.
Yeah, I could see that. So, I mean, honestly, don't you guys think Atlas would be better off on its own? Or maybe having somebody like even Square or somebody buying them up?
I think Mistwalker has a function similar to Index, though, where they're just a firm and I guess they hire development teams to make games for them.
Huh. That's interesting. I don't know. I wish Atlas success, man. I hate that when you have a really talented bunch of individuals on a team like Atlas and they get constantly pushed to the background by the bigger company. You know, it happens time and time again in video game, the annals of video game. All right, Breakman, what do we got?
From Destructoid, or should I say live from Destructoid?
Yeah. It wouldn't be you if you didn't say live.
Well, there is a Destructoid live, but we don't work for Destructoid.
Right.
Thank God.
No, we don't. Mm-hmm. Shadowrun Returns now available for pre-purchase on Steam. Ooh. Cyberpunk role-playing game Shadowrun Returns is now like, see, I can't even pronounce the easy ones right, is now available for pre-purchase on Steam. $17.99 for the standard version or $31.49 for the deluxe, which includes a soundtrack, which I like, and an ebook that contains short stories related to the game, which I guess is okay, but I don't know. For $31.49,
That's a big leap, actually.
Actually, the prices you gave were the discounted prices.
Yeah, you're right, because the next line says both versions are discounted by 10% during pre-release.
Yeah.
So those are going to be more expensive.
Yeah, so if you buy it now, you can save like $2, I think.
It'd be like, $35 and $20, respectively.
Yeah.
Still no official date, but developer Harebrain Schemes, I love that name, is sticking to its June window. In addition to this update, Harebrained recently released a video showing Returns Matrix Realm where cyberpunks connect to do cyber junks.
Whatever that means.
Wow. I just read that.
I hope my laptop can play this. I don't think it can, though, because it doesn't meet the minimum requirement of having 256 megabytes of video RAM. Mm.
And if for the people who are listening, when it says Returns Matrix, they mean the virtual world that you'll be in some parts of this game.
This game's successful enough that it gets a console port, because...
Yeah.
I mean,
I like the original ones. The first person shooter one they did. Oh my dear God! Why?
Yeah,
thing was so terrible.
Yeah. Did they have a stretch goal at all on the Kickstarter? Because I know this is Kickstarter. Everything's Kickstarter.
I don't know. Yeah, let's see here.
I'm sure they did. I just don't know what they were.
Well, if they reach the stretch goal, they should be able to port it over to the consoles.
That wasn't a part of their stretch goals.
What was their stretch goal? What the fuck is the point of a stretch goal if you're not going to...
A gold statue.
Oh, boy. Yeah, a gold statue in Shadowrun's image.
Yeah, they don't really mention that in there. Sorry, I don't know.
Well, fuck it. Do another Kickstarter for another stretch goal. And then there you go. Jesus Christ, everybody else does it. Why not these guys? Harebrained Screams, if you're listening, another Kickstarter. Apparently, that's the only way people can... raise enough money to make games nowadays, apparently. So,
games development is ridiculously expensive, and it's probably going to. And the games industry is probably going to have another crash, just like it did all those years ago.
What were you saying, Stealth?
I just love it how the short name of the company we're calling it is Harebrained.
Yeah.
If they're listening, I just want them to know that is an awesome name. Yeah, I really like.
All right, let's move on to something that probably is going to be fairly awesome. The Nintendo 3DS eShop gets another RPG with the Denpa Men 2. Comes to us from Silicon Era. Sequel to Nintendo's eShop RPG, the Denpa Men, They Came by Wave. That sounds naughty. is headed to North America this month. Like its predecessor, Denpa Men 2 Beyond the Waves, that also sounds naughty, is developed.
I think you're just immature. It's not naughty.
I know. I'm just being silly. Is developed by Pokemon Colosseum developer Genius Sonority. Like a few other Japanese developers, GS are self-publishing the game on the Nintendo eShop. Among new features in Dempimin 2 are Street Pass features and the ability to battle against other players over the internet. Game will be available on May 30th. So that's kind of cool. I don't know. It has interesting concepts in this game. I didn't play the first one, but...
You know. I have it. I just haven't touched it yet.
Yeah. It looks interesting. I mean, it's sort of like a cutesy... Like Animal Crossing RPG, I guess? I don't know.
From the one screenshot I see, it looks like a cutesy Dragon Quest.
I'm not comparing it exactly to Animal Crossing. I'm just
saying... It has nothing to do with Animal Crossing. That's why I'm getting angry.
Look, Eric, you get angry for the smallest things, dude. If I say it looks like Animal Crossing...
Yeah, let's talk about a game we know nothing about.
Aye, aye, aye. Eric, do we want to battle this here? I mean, we can. I can battle you and win.
You're not gonna win.
I will win. I mean,
I'm just trying to tell you, if
I look at the screenshots and it reminds me of Animal Crossing, why is that not a fair comparison?
Why does it remind you of Animal Crossing?
Because of the way the characters look. It looks kind of like Animal Crossing.
Then say that next time, please.
It looks like Call of Duty.
Yeah, Call of Duty. There you go.
It irritates me when people say things without articulating them.
Aye, 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 Eric. Okay, moving on, Eric. What do we got next? Jesus. Eric, you going to read the next story?
Yes.
All right.
This Fire Emblem scene was too hot for North America. This is from Destructoid.com and wherever they got it from. But Nintendo has done a fantastic job supporting Fire Emblem Awakening so far, with new DLC dropping so frequently it's hard to make time for it all. However, it was yesterday's map release that caught the eye of NeoGAFborn member Yoshi Rider 123. Jeez, what a nice name. But who noted that a particular scene had been censored as compared to the original Japanese release. In the original scene, the character Tharja has been seen as she adjusts her swimsuit bottom. Though for the North American European releases, the offending posterior has been covered up by blue curtain. It seems as though the scene was a bit too racy for Nintendo's liking, though as many have pointed out, the poor positioning of the curtain almost makes the scene more suggestive.
Yeah.
Because there could be a character there.
Right.
A character named Marth.
Yeah. I don't like censorship, but in this case, I don't know if it really matters. You know what I mean? Like, I don't...
There are also edits to the European release in regards to the actual censorship. Text.
It is dumb.
From the picture I'm looking at, like, basically it's just like a girl in maybe panties or swimsuit, like you said. And she's touching the back of it. That's it.
It looks like her ass has a scar, too. I'm noticing that picture closely.
It's not a scar. That's where
it's like a line.
Spread.
I think that's supposed to be a cheek.
No.
I think it's supposed to be, but it's not drawn well.
I mean, it's suggestive either way, so what's the point of putting a fucking...
It's not even suggestive. If it's a swimsuit, I mean, how often do you go to the pools? Little kids do this stuff. It's suggestive.
Here's the thing, Blake.
Little animes that Nintendo has put up on the Nintendo video section for what they did for Kid Icarus Uprising. Palutena gets kind of racy there.
Yeah, I mean, I have a hard time.
I don't think this is racy at all, is what I'm saying.
I agree, Breakman, but I mean, I don't think in the grand scheme it really matters. Like, to be honest,
Nintendo did stupid pointless censorship because they're overzealous.
Yeah, Burr says gas bikini butt. You know, I agree. But you know what they did? They actually did the opposite. If you look at the second picture, it sort of looks like she's pulling them down. You know what I mean? So it looks even more suggestive. I don't know. I'm not for censorship. I really wish they wouldn't have. But in this case, like, what does it really matter? It doesn't – as long as it doesn't affect the overall game, like, it doesn't really matter.
Well, you know? Did they censor other parts of the game now?
Like I said, the European release got some text parts censored in regards to someone's boobs.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it could be worse. It could be, like, sent to Australia, and they could cut out half of the game. You know what I mean?
Or they just boobs. You know?
Or they're all dressed in Amish suits and, you know, stuff like that. but I don't know.
Going back to Puritan days.
I I really can't stand censorship, and this is irritating. But in the grand scheme of things, I don't think it affects the game at all. There are instances, like obviously in Australia or Germany, if you play a mature rated game there, it's going to be a heck of a lot different than what you see here in the U.S. or Japan or other places. But this one is like whatever. They kind of shot themselves in the foot because I actually
don't Australians wrestle alligators and shit.
No, that's just Berlin.
Yeah, that's just
he paid the ultimate price for it.
Yeah, exactly.
Only what a dumbass. Wasn't wrestling with an alligator then.
Yeah, he died by a stinger.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, he shouldn't have been messing with any of those fucking wild animals. That there's a reason why they run away from you. They don't want to be fucked with, you know. I have no sympathy for people like that, including Steve Irwin. So, Tiger Claw wants to make the he's saying that there's no alligators in Australia. You mean crocodiles?
Crocodiles. I am so sorry, either. Australia. Oh my goodness, Australia.
Yeah, the tens of people that listen in Australia are so offended, Breakman. So
I know.
Yeah. All right, Eric, what do we got? Oh, I'm sorry, you did that story. Breakman, what do we got next?
Oh, coming from live from Silicon Era. More details about new Etrian Odyssey's classic mode.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
sounds interesting.
Yeah.
New Etrian Odyssey Millennium Girl is a reimagining of Etrian Odyssey that adds a story to the first-person dungeon crawler. Well, will it be a good story? There are set characters to play as, but if you want a traditional Etrian Odyssey experience, you can make your own party in classic mode. Shigeo Komori. Not even close, am I?
That's good enough, man.
You lost me.
I'm going to move on here. The director of New Etrian Odyssey clarified classic mode is not a simple port, and that the new, in quotes, gameplay features will be present in classic mode. New Etrian Odyssey, the Millennium Girl, has tweaks like remoras, which let you learn skills from other jobs and even monster skills. There are over 200 remoras to collect. Players can also visit the guild house to get quest to 200. Sounds interesting.
Mm-hmm.
New Etrian Odyssey Millennium Girl also lets people switch between old and new background music. I like that. Final Fantasy Dimensions actually does the same thing, actually. Sort of. Even though it's not an old game.
If it's an original game, how does it do that?
Well, I know it's not an original game, but it has a chiptunes version of the soundtrack. You can switch to it and listen to the chiptunes version.
If it's chiptunes, this is at least 16-bit, because I think it's stupid to do 8-bit when you're playing a 16-bit game.
I'm pretty sure it is, but I only used it for like a couple minutes, because I like the regular music better, because you can hear like guitar riffs and stuff like that.
Yeah. I don't mind either or, but...
I mean, don't get me wrong. I love, like, the 8-bit and 16-bit music and stuff like that. I'm just saying in Final Fantasy Dimensions, I just, like... Yeah. Like, I think it's cool when you hear guitar going and you're kicking some ass in a fight or something.
Yeah. I want to address a couple people in chat. Burr and Kitsune from Cat and Fox, which you can listen to on allgames.com. Burr made a good point about the previous story when we were talking about the suggestiveness of that one scene that was censored. Why is it that they didn't censor the figure that came out? I mean, there was a very suggestive figure of
you do realize that is released in only Japan.
Well, people can still get it here. Like, what?
Why would Nintendo of Japan censor that? This is Nintendo of America we're talking about.
Dude. All right, good point, Eric, for you. But I'm just bringing up what Burr said. But also, there's a scene in the game with a man with shorts. Like, what's the difference? I mean, he's shirtless. He's, you know, all this stuff. I mean, really?
Stop tempting me.
Right, exactly. Like, I mean...
It's like I tweeted yesterday. It's like all this shit regarding sexism in video games, the kind of reek, and people complaining about when they see characters of big boobs or whatever. I think most of the time it sounds a lot like women shouldn't dress sexy because we have bad thoughts about them, so therefore they shouldn't be sexy, and we have to purge them from games. It's kind of like putting out on the burqa type of mentality.
Eric, let's keep that talk, because we're going to be talking about Dragon's Crown later. And it kind of ties into this argument. But I want to make sure, Kitsune said, should we all wear shorts to the beach now? Like, really? Like,
let's all go naked to the beach.
Whoa. Yeah. I mean, I wish it was.
You go naked to your beach. I'll go naked to another beach.
No, Brake just wants to go naked to an all-girls beach.
Yes.
Is somebody looking at something?
Yeah, my bad. That was me.
All right. But I think it's a good, valid point. I mean, it's – we'll talk about it in a bit. But all right, moving on. Stealth, do we have any more news stories?
Yeah, one last one.
All right.
The RPG where you're a bum and get others to do the work. It's right up my alley. In E-Smile's Oddball Slacker RPG, you don't play as a hero who is destined to save the world from the clutches of a dragon lord or even save a village from being invaded by demons. Instead, you play as a shut-in who averts his financial crisis from the comfort of his own home. The title of this game is some ridiculous Japanese title, which is roughly translated as "Even If You Tell Me to Work." Is a RPG title on PSP where the hero is a NEET. This term stands for Not in Education, Employment, or Training, which is a title given to young Japanese adults who aren't employed, enrolled in school, or have any form of training. So it was released on April 24th for the PSP, and for my eye, it looks a bit like Animal Crossing, but I'm not going to back that up.
Yeah,
it sure doesn't look like Call of Duty.
Yeah, don't say that.
It's just Animal Crossing.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like the concept, actually. Like, are we getting sick of, saving the world, fighting dragons, fighting, big evil?
Yeah.
I kind of like that.
Yeah, I like it is not being your typical strong hero. You're sort of just the guy who's maybe an otaku or something.
Yeah.
Who just stays in his home.
This sounds like Tom Sawyer, where he gets people that work for him.
Yeah. I mean, that's why I like, Zetai Hero Project on the PSP. You were just the random guy who got thrown into everything that happened.
Yeah. I don't know. And I like when people think outside the box and don't go for the norm. That's why I was so intrigued by Resetier. Because it wasn't just the normal thing. You were a shopkeeper. That was pretty huge. I wish that game would have came out on the Xbox or PSP.
But this is sad because it's a PSP game and we'll probably not get it. Unless Access is kind enough to do it, translation for the game.
Yeah, that probably
It seems just a bit too late for PSP stuff now.
Would you import this, Stealth?
Yeah, I would. I didn't, but I would.
If you end up importing this, let us know how it is, like how
anybody
it plays.
Anybody ever play Criminal Girls?
No.
I actually did play that. And that's terrible.
Oh, is it?
I felt bad.
Yeah.
It's like you're the warden, and there's all these naked girls who are your slaves. It's really creepy.
Ooh.
But did you still have the copy? Can I have it?
I'm sure
you
can
look
up. Yeah,
I still have it. It's right next to my bed.
gross. I'm not sure you want that copy, Breakman.
Well, wash it off and then send it to me.
I'll rinse it.
All right, guys. What have you been playing? Stealth will start with you.
I plan on finishing Seventh Dragon 2020 Part 2 tonight.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And that is it, because that'll take all my time.
Okay. Breakbit.
Well, go ahead.
Halo 4...
Big sigh. Go ahead. The big sigh. You didn't do it.
Halo 4.
There we go. That's better. So I've been still playing that. I'm trying to get those last three online achievements. I'm the annoying asshole that's going off and doing that instead of trying to play the game. And it's true, but they shouldn't put stupid achievements in there. It's not my fault.
Right.
It's not their fault I'm addicted to it, but it's not my fault they put them in there.
Yeah, I kind of have a problem with online achievements, man.
I said last week, I think they break the game if they're not like a specific goal. Like if your goal is to win 5 matches, like that's a goal. You know?
Yeah, I could see that because that. I mean,
or how about playing 20 hours of Tomb Raider online?
Yeah,
right. That's a goal.
Yeah,
but mine are.
Strive for because that's ridiculous, but.
The three achievements I have left are assassinate somebody who uses a light shield while they're using a shield. So that's really specific. Nobody uses a stupid shield because it's stupid.
Mm-hmm. Just make that a grinder topic, whether or not achievements are bad.
Put that down next week, Eric. We'll talk about it.
Another one is to kill somebody while airborne in a Warthog.
Oh, boy.
Like, really? Yeah. Like, that means I've got to be in a Warthog the whole time and go find a ramp. So you know what this, I'm off the beaten track.
Breakman, you know what this fosters? This fosters people, like, buddies getting online and just doing stupid shit just for the sake of getting those stupid achievements, you know? And that's not – what fun is that? Like, in other words, Breakman, you call me up and you're like, hey, get online so that way I could take a Warthog and stomp on you. You know, I mean, that makes no sense. You know, just don't.
I agree, but I can't help myself.
Yeah, I know. All right.
And the last one is to assassinate 5 people in the air. So, like, I have to be in the air while assassinating somebody. And assassination means you have to come up from behind and do that animation where you're, like, sticking a knife into them or something to that effect.
Yeah.
It's really dumb.
Yeah.
And then the other game I've been playing is Final Fantasy Dimensions.
Of course. Which,
I remember last week when I said that I found a casino and I'd probably be there forever, you know? I might be there for a while. Well, yes. Yeah, I'm still there.
Yeah, I knew it.
Well, the casino offers good prizes. I can't help it. Like, I'm trying to earn some money to get those good prizes. Plus, there's an option in this game where you can go back to previous levels.
Mm-hmm.
And in the level I am now, there's something that I acquire in this level that I can go back and use in the previous level. So I've been doing all that stuff.
Gotcha.
But by next week, I should probably be past this part.
All right.
You know,
there was Dragon Quest IX that had the casino that I got pretty addicted to, man. I'm like, that's I love it.
Almost all the Dragon Quests have casinos.
Dragon Quest, yeah, I know.
Wait, Dragon Quest IX has casinos. This is news to me.
I'm pretty
might have
sure
started the casino thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it has a casino, if I remember right. I'll have to double check.
No, 9 does not have a casino.
The DS one?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure it does. I remember playing a casino, but maybe I'm thinking of the other Dragon Quest.
I'm pretty sure it does, Eric. It has a whole world that's based
around. It does not have a casino. I played the game for 240 hours.
So I played pretty close to that, Eric. I'm pretty sure it has a casino. I'm pretty sure it has a casino, dude.
Dragon Quest 9, no. Dragon Quest 8, yes.
I'm pretty sure. Make out already.
I'm pretty sure 9 does too, but I could be wrong.
I could be wrong too.
It has its story by crap from.
I think I remember a lot of casino.
That's why there's no casino, because you could just get stuff there.
Eric, I think there's a casino there, dude. But we'll talk about it later. We will figure it out later.
No one believes me.
All right, Eric, what have you been playing?
Frank has to be right all the time.
No, not always. But I'm pretty sure I'm right about this one.
I've been playing, not arguing with you. Jeez.
All right, I'm looking it up now, Eric. We'll settle it. What have you been playing?
I've been playing DMC, Devil May Cry. And I got a review for that later. And I've been playing a little bit of Witch and Hero and Evil Land. Witch and Hero is a 3DS eShop game. And it's tower defense and it's cute, but it's kind of repetitive and it's really difficult.
All right. Derek. Eric is right, but the Japanese version, I believe, has slot machines. So you're right, Eric. Bask in all your glory. You're right.
So there wasn't even a slot machine in 4?
No, because it apparently was just in the. I could have swore there was, but we're all wrong, and Eric is right.
4?
9.
Oh.
9.
Well, I played 5 yes, and then 9. I'm sorry. I did not mean to say 4. There is a casino in 4.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's probably for the same goddamn reason that there was no casino in Pokemon, I think Heart Gold and Soul Silver.
What, fostering?
This release. Because apparently Europe has an anti-gambling ban.
Oh, boy.
for that reason, they just figured, hey, let's just make it the same for all the other Western regions.
Yeah. All right. What else have you been playing?
I've been playing. That's it. Also, that's probably the reason it wasn't even in Generation 5 altogether.
All right. I've been playing Dragon Age 2. I haven't had much opportunity this week to play, but the few times that it.
Yeah, I do remember.
What?
Sorry for interrupting you, but
go ahead.
My Lego City review is up now. I played that last weekend.
Oh, cool. All right.
It's not a good game.
I played Dragon Age 2 again a few times this week, the few times that I actually could play video games this week. And I cannot for the life of me beat this fucking part. I'm still working on it. I'm going to try this week really hard to fucking pass this level. If I don't, I'm done. I'm not playing Dragon Age 2 anymore after this week.
I would have quit this game a long time before this.
I know you would have, Breakman, but there's something in me that says just... I mean, I've wasted so much time in this game anyways. I might as well finish it. You know
what I mean? Hurry up so I can watch you break the disc on YouTube.
I want to answer Jack's chat. Yes, RP Grinders is on iTunes and Stitcher.
Right. Yeah. So...
Well, he's saying he's new to the show, so... That's good. Yeah. I like hearing that.
Yeah, thanks for joining, Jags.
I remember seeing Jags in other show on other chat rooms. Yeah, or in this chat room for other shows.
Yeah, I remember seeing Jags. There's plenty of other all game shows. Just they're almost all on iTunes as far as I know. So make sure you check them all out. And thanks for downloading our show. Appreciate it. All right. So that's all I've been playing.
You've only been playing a game you hate for like last month, man.
Dude, you have to
pick up something else and play it for just a day or something, just to clean your palate.
Break, man. You've been listening to me for how long now? What do I
know.
Do?
I know. Like, you're so angry. Like, I just...
Yeah. I am angry, dude, because Dragon Age 2 sucks, okay? I mean...
just stop playing it, because that's what I did with Third Birthday, and I felt better afterwards.
Well, I'm going to give it one more go, and then I'll take you guys' advice, and I'll stop. I just
PSA, some... Third Birthday is a terrible game. Don't
yeah.
get it.
PSA, Dragon Age 2 is a terrible game. Don't get that one.
Like, I've walked out of movies before that's like, oh, this is bad. Huh? This is a waste of my time. Even though I've spent my money, like, this is wasting my time. I have other things I can do.
I've never...
Because you're looking for that one redeeming quality.
Yeah.
You might never find it, but you're going to anyway.
Yeah, see, with movies, it's the same thing. I can't leave a movie. I just can't do it. So it's in my nature. All right, let's move on to Stinko of the Weeko. Eric, let's go with yours first. We'll just go down the line here.
Yeah, anyways, girl faces felony for science experiments.
All right, explain this, Eric.
Young Turks video on YouTube, but I'll just describe the description box.
Yeah.
So on 7 a.m. on Monday, the 16-year-old mixed some common household chemicals in a small 8-ounce water bottle on the grounds of Bartow High School in Bartow, Florida, reports of Miami New Times. The result, apparently a small pop and a bit of smoke, but Bartow High School authorities have decided that the quote-unquote experiment was grounds for Wilmo's arrest. I think it's Wilmo, but and that might be French, but and her expulsion from the school. So the teenage girl is about and not under arrest, facing felony charges for a science project gone wrong, when it sounds like not a whole lot actually happened. It's just
how old is this chemistry
experiment, and you heard explosions, and they got, oh no, bomb threat, we have to
yeah,
jail her now.
I don't think she should have any felony charges.
Oh, one thing to note that is she is a minority, so that might be playing something into there.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I'm not going to go so far. I think, as far as I know, I'm the only minority on the cast here, but
what minority is she?
She's black.
Yeah.
Oh.
They showed a picture on the video.
I don't know if she should get felony charges. Obviously, there was no intent, so I don't think they can...
I could cite her being irresponsible and not knowing the chemical makeup of those elements that she mixed, unless the goal was to mix elements that hadn't been mixed before.
You know what, Mike?
Did you say how old she was?
16.
Well, yeah, come on. Even when you know what the proportions are as a kid, like if you know you can make like a small explosion or something.
No.
In chemistry, I'm saying like not one to like blow up a room, but like you remember chemistry class.
Yeah. Here's the thing, though. I think I place more blame on the people that guard those chemicals than the child. So
right.
if you want to blame somebody, blame the people that lock up those chemicals. You know, I mean,
I'm not trying to blame her.
And possibly have her life fucked up because of this. So.
She should probably be expelled from this school. I mean, it's bad to cause an explosion. I don't care how small. I mean, especially in the times that we live in now. I mean, unfortunately, that's kind of the deal now in this country.
Yeah, you are kind of right about that. I mean, just even like a fake explosion or even saying a bomb threat. I mean,
right. But
you just can't do that.
I don't think she should be facing felony charges. I mean, that's going a little overboard. I think she should definitely be disciplined by the school, but
I don't think she should be expelled either.
No, not expulsion. Suspension, but not expulsion.
I don't know, man. That's
maybe
that's
community service. I don't know.
I don't
think anything wrong. I don't think suspension. Anything should happen to her.
I don't think she's a criminal.
I mean, I'm kind of on that too, but I do believe that she was a little bit irresponsible.
She needs to
put in community service for that at the very
least. When I was in school, I spent a lot of time being suspended, and it's not really a punishment when they tell you you were not allowed to come here, stay home.
Yeah, I agree.
That's not much of a punishment, I'm just telling you.
Right. They should do something different, like you have to clean the school grounds or something like that. You know, that would be different. I mean, but seriously, I mean, she didn't mean to blow herself up. So, you know.
I said, from what I read this article to, and from what I read, it was just basically a kid goofing around, you know.
Yeah.
You remember being a teenager. We were all fucking retarded.
Right.
I mean, even the teachers would mess up sometimes and things would go all over the place. So.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. No, I agree. I think the penalty should be fairly mild. I don't think it should be – I mean, if somebody got hurt, that's a different story. But nobody got hurt. I mean, it was irresponsible, like Eric said, and she definitely shouldn't be facing felony charges at all. So in this case, I would say use the race card, girl. You know, get yourself out of trouble. Why not? You know. All right. Stealth, what is your stinko?
Well, I told this story on Twitter. It happened a few weeks ago. I go into GameStop and I notice the Icarus 2 Wars on PS3.
Uh-huh.
I noticed that the European box is combined with the U.S. disc. So it's pretty rare.
Yeah.
So I go to pick that up. I go to the counter. And then a mother, she looks over my shoulder. She sees, you know, if you don't know what the box looks like, there's like sort of like a lowly looking girl with pink hair.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a bigger girl with giant like breasts right on the cover.
Mm-hmm.
And then the woman insults me. You know, saying that, you know, this game is only for pedophiles and I should be ashamed of myself.
You know what I would have said, Seth?
Then I get into a fight with the lady at GameStop.
You know what I would have told the lady that told you that it's only for pedophiles? You know what I would have said?
Well,
I would have said, go fuck yourself. That's what I would have said.
Well, I told her in front of her child that she was too stupid for children. And I sort of bumped into her, you know, sort of on purpose. And then I mentioned on Twitter that what I should have done is I should have started licking the box with the girl with the press. I should have just started licking the box and making a scene.
I would have probably said, yeah, how'd you know, and maybe wink at her. We'll suggest
that. I mean, I never even like go into GameStop anymore. This was like my first time in like 6 months, and I just get crap.
Hold on. The bigger story here, Stealth. You got into a fight with the GameStop employee. Tell me about that.
Mother.
No, a customer.
Okay,
a customer.
I thought you had mentioned a GameStop employee. Like
No. The GameStop employee was frightened.
Ah, gotcha. By you or the woman?
The scene, because I was yelling. I was screaming.
Yeah, I think I would have been pretty scared at that because I mean, really, Stealth. I mean. I'll tell you guys a story that happened today, right? We were driving, and I was turning left. I had the right-of-way. This guy was trying to cross, like, he was coming to, going, let's say, west, and I was going north. I was turning left on the street, so I would be going west as well. But he was trying to cross over, like, four lanes of street to turn left as I was turning left. And he thought I was in the wrong and started yelling. And I'm like, this guy's an idiot, all right? I could have taken that a few ways. I could have stopped my car, could have got out, could have yelled, whatever. My wife took it upon herself to yell at the guy because she was in the passenger seat. And he started yelling at us. And I'm like, what? Like, really? Like, it's that important that you want to get so worked up? Not my wife, but this guy. Like, you want to get worked up and start talking shit about you doing the wrong thing? Really? I mean, I don't know. I just it's not in my nature to get super upset at shit like that. But I agree with you, Stealth. I would have taken exception to that. I would have got pretty upset.
First of all, what you have to learn about me is I'm a wimp. So if this was a guy, I would have been out of there. I could have taken her.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Of course. I mean, shit. Yeah. Also liquid courage, my friend. That works too.
I mean, I don't know. I just sort of was in the mood to make a scene that day, especially over that.
I just think she has a lot of nerve. Like, what's her deal? Like, what difference does it make to her? Like, you know, fucking leave the store if you're that threatened. Just go away. Go do something else.
See, the one part I regret is not looking behind me to see what she was buying her kid. Mm-hmm. Because if it was like Call of Duty, I would have probably flipped out even more.
Oh, yeah, exactly. I would have been like, really? I mean, that would have been perfect, actually, Stealth, if she had her kid there with a copy of Call of Duty or some other mature rated game where you're shooting people's heads.
I'm going to tell you, I was pretty close to using the C word.
You mean cunt.
You can say cunt. It's okay.
You know, but I was. I don't like to say it, but I was going to say it.
Oh, I would have said it.
Yeah, I love saying it. But I'm an asshole, so.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and now I can sort of understand why the first Agarist was the rule was at GameStop you had to keep it in a brown bag behind the counter.
Oh, man. It's sort of like when – do you remember back in the day with Best Buy? Like they used to have certain CDs that had a black cover on them.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, really? Come on, man. I mean, they're that offensive. I mean, just don't look at them. Go – do something else, you know, turn your head.
It used to be like that with porn magazines, but I don't even know if they sell magazines anymore.
Oh, they do at certain 7-Elevens and convenience stores. They'll sell them and they still put the black cover on them. But I like how they do that at your house. They like send it in a black cover. It's pretty funny.
Oh, I do remember that. It's been a while, but yeah, that's pretty funny.
All right, Breakman, you're stinko if you have one.
Okay, my stinko, and the reason I'm upset is my stinko is actually not from what happened to me. It's from what's been going on with my girlfriend and her work. She works in a hair salon. She cuts hair for a living.
Mm-hmm.
She works at a small business.
Yes.
With the queen bitch as the boss.
Right.
Her boss is a cheap bitch, but she likes to spend money on going on vacation. She goes about 5 vacations a year.
Right.
Which would be nice, you know, mm-hmm. if it was me.
Right.
But it's not. but what's going on right now is let me slow down a little. It's been really nice here as far as the weather. It's been in the 80s pretty much all week. Her boss is refusing to turn on the air conditioner because she says that they use too much heat during the winter. So in a hair salon where there are hair dryers and I don't know what all that other stuff is called. I should probably ask her. But, you know, there's a lot of stuff that raises the temperature. So it's already 80 degrees outside. You're inside a building, so I imagine it's hotter than that as it is. Mm-hmm. And then they've got all this heating stuff going on. So my girlfriend is sweating her ass off. Mm-hmm. She is losing customers because they don't want to be in there.
Right.
And one of her customers even bitched the boss that, like, listen, it's too hot in here. And she's like, I am not turning on the air.
You know, here's the thing, Breakman. I mean, she has a choice to leave that place, right? I mean, there's obviously other salons and stuff.
Well, that's a problem around here is that one of the things about leaving a salon is she's built up a clientele.
Yeah.
You know, she has, like, a specific people that come in here just to see her
right,
and stuff.
Right, I get it. I get it.
And another thing is there are like a salon on every fucking corner in this city. So it's really a hard business to make any money in.
Yeah.
So if you build up like a, you know, clientele and stuff like that, you need that clientele to really to survive, to make any kind of money.
You know what it sounds like she needs to do, Breakman? She needs to give her number to these people because obviously she has equipment, right?
Like there's a problem with that too because in Ohio it is illegal. Because that's what I've been trying to get her to do too, basically.
Right.
Like just quit, come home, do it here. You know, your clients, give them your number, they can come here.
Right.
You need a license in Ohio, and if anybody finds out that she's doing that, she could lose her license.
But here's the thing. Here's the difference between minorities and you, brakeman, all right? There's such a thing as like a stopgap. Like, obviously, your girlfriend can't not work, right? I mean, she needs money. So the thing you do is you bend the rules. You know, you give your number out to a bunch of people, say, I know it's against the rules, whatever. But if you're interested, I would be more than happy to go to your house, make a house call if you make it worth my while. Or you can come to my house and I'll fix you up, right? And then you have, in the meantime, her looking for another job. You know,
and finding something. Like I've said, you could probably make more money and be treated better.
Oh yeah,
at like a gas station even.
Oh yeah,
this is just like the latest straw with this lady. She is really petty,
right?
Like, so I don't understand that. Like people being so petty.
I agree, Breakman. You know what else she needs to do? She needs to advise all of her clients, not just the ones that normally see her, but. You know, the ones that come in and happen to get at her chair, she needs to tell everybody, you know, that complains, if you think it's too hot, please fill out this comment card or go tell my boss, you know.
Isn't there like a health service for that sort of thing?
Well, I looked it up in Ohio. There is nothing we can really do.
No, because
you can't really complain about the temperature. It can be really cold or really hot, and there's nothing we can say.
Well, it's unsafe working conditions as well.
I agree, but there's nothing like – This state is really whacked out.
Yeah, it is, man. But I'm saying
I almost want to leave my state.
But my family is here.
Come here.
I do love my city.
Yeah.
Like even though I don't like the leadership in it right now, and you know, and the state leadership is really piss poor. I don't know. This is my home. I don't want to leave.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Breakman. I live in Denver. Or actually Aurora, which is basically – it's a Denver metro area is what they call it. And I don't see myself living anywhere else. But I tell you what, if something leads me somewhere else, I'll move.
Yeah.
I'll move, man, in a second. But I agree with you, dude. It's bullshit, and that's definitely a stinko for sure. So big stinko to your wife's or your girlfriend's boss.
Fiancé. Fiance. One day she'll be a wife.
Yeah, there you go. All right. My stinko also involves my wife. Let's see. What was it? Day before yesterday or yesterday. I can't even remember. It's like a blur to me. But we were in the hospital. And my wife was pretty sick. She had a lot of pain in her abdomen. We suspected it was appendicitis, right? Which is not a joke, all right? If your appendix burst, you have a matter of hours or you're dead. You know, it's as simple as that. So we were worried. So we went in and we're sitting there. And long story short, I almost had the feeling that I was being accused of being like an abuser, like a wife beater.
What the fuck?
Yeah, it was weird, dude. We went in there and I'll try to do this as quick as I can because it's a little more detailed than I'm going to give you guys. But my wife had taken medicine, you know, per them, like pain medicine, you know, it was a narcotic and some other shit that they gave her. So she started to get a little more like loopy, you know, like you know how medicine makes you, especially narcotics, you know. And they kept asking her the same questions over and over and over again. And, you know, I kind of like put a stop to it, you know, and she didn't want to be poked and prodded and all this bullshit that they do with women, right? Because she was having pain. So the doctors left and I was talking to my wife and she's like, I really don't want to be poked. You know, I don't want them to mess with me. I just want to get the CAT scan that they planned on doing. Let's skip the bullshit. Let's see if I got appendicitis, right? Which is very reasonable. You know, so they came back, the doctors and a nurse, a different nurse than what we were having. And they started asking her the same questions again. And they were getting prepared to do a woman's checkup, you know, like a pelvic exam is what they call it. And I told them, I was like, you know, she really doesn't want to do the pelvic exam. You know, she just wants to do the CAT scan to see if she has appendicitis or whatever else is going on there. And that's it. You know, she's been through too much this week. So then the doctor took offense and she was like, you know, she needs to tell us that and all this. I was like, and I was looking at her like, are you serious? Like, she's, and I'm looking at my wife who's kind of out of, she's starting to get more and more out of it because they gave her morphine. They gave her a narcotic first. I forget what it's called, but then they gave her morphine. And morphine's pretty powerful stuff, especially if you're not used to using it, you know?
And they gave her a shot of it, right? So it wasn't like she inhaled it. They went right into her bloodstream.
Right into her bloodstream through an IV. So there was no question about it. She was on narcotics. So I started to be her mouthpiece. Well, the nurse got upset. She goes, with all due respect, we need to know this from her and blah, 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 right? And I'm like, and my wife started to tell them the same thing at that moment. So it doesn't stop there. My wife gets taken for a CAT scan instead of the pelvic exam, which is good, right? Well, on the way there, while I'm sitting in the room waiting for her, the nurse follows her and says, are you okay at home? Does you know, basically insinuating that I hit her and, you know, I was intimidating her and all this shit, you know. And my wife is like, no, you know, you guys just aren't listening. You're just not listening. And so she goes, oh, this is a solitary incident. And I'm like, and when my wife told me this, I about hit the floor. I couldn't even fathom where they could go from point A to point Z so fast, you know, and think that I was an abuser when in fact I was doing the exact opposite. I was protecting my wife from further harm. You know, I didn't want her to hurt anymore. So that's my stinko. Fuck you to University Hospital, Colorado. Fuck you guys. I've been with my wife for 14 years, and I have never once even come close to hitting my wife. Not even once. As she's standing
that pussy,
here.
Though, didn't you? Yeah.
Well, she had to take it to a low point.
Sorry.
She's standing right here, like, gonna hit me. So I gotta be kind of cool, you know. No, So I don't know. I just don't know how they made that leap from me basically telling them not to hurt my wife any further to I'm abusing her. Like, there was no sense in it whatsoever. And I thought, and I'm like, they were absolutely wrong. And by the way, the doctor did come back and apologize. So I know there was nothing that I said or did that could have indicated that I was a wife beater. And that just
in chat, Kitsumi is saying the same thing happened to her husband.
Yeah. Yeah. It's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. I mean, it's just, and you know, what's funny is like I think about it and I'm like, I truly believe now that I've had this experience that healthcare providers, such as the emergency room at the University of Colorado, Denver, have way too much power in this regard, and they should have a different protocol when it comes to detecting these type of things. Right? You can't make the leap.
If you want to talk about sexism, here you go.
There you go. Exactly, Eric. Sexism.
This is misandry.
Which is going to lead into our discussion later about the Dragon's Crown thing. Sweetos, Eric, do you have a Sweeto?
I guess. I mean, got more view code coming on the way that I was actually asking for. Well, some of it anyway.
All right. Is that it?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Yeah. It's not worth mentioning in the archive, though.
Okay. Breakman, do you have a Sweeto?
Yeah, my Sweeto goes to tomorrow, actually. Tomorrow is Star Wars Day. A lot of people know that. And a lot of people, like, you know, dorks like me, know that also tomorrow is Free Comic Book Day.
Yes.
So if you are at all like comics, or if you have maybe a nephew or a niece, and I was planning on taking my nephew to get a free comic, take him to any comic book store. There's a large selection of comics. I'm hoping to pick up one of the Mega Man comics maybe for myself.
Xenocor, you called in. What's up, my friend?
Okay, hold on. Frank, you might want to address Fifth Dream in chat.
What is, Fifth Dream, if you were there, they weren't looking out for my wife at all. Xenocor.
Yeah,
no, they, No, that's not what happened. I know the difference, Fifth Dream, and that's not what they were doing. Xenocore.
Yo.
What's up, my friend?
Oh, I just wanted to comment on the situation.
Yeah.
Yeah, granted, I'm not trying to pick sides or anything else like that.
Right.
But if your error, granted, and I don't approve with the way she went about it.
Right.
But based on counts from my moms and stuff who used to work intensive care and stuff in hospitals for like 30 years.
Right.
You're supposed to err on the side of Carson regardless. There are better ways to ask the question.
Right. I agree. But here's the deal.
They don't have if you have your normal, like if your normal GP was there or something, that should be out of the question.
Well, hold on a second here, Zeno.
Let me finish the thought first.
Then right. Go ahead.
Let me finish.
Sorry. Let me finish. Like I let you finish. Yeah. Yeah, so granted, err on the side of caution. The moment they see a husband getting defensive when the wife is out and she starts echoing, they're automatically going to think that her word may be suspect due to something that's happening outside of their control. So they're going to do everything in their power to figure out what's happening if he might be trying to hide something or something else like that. Yeah, trust goes immediately out the window and they go to investigation.
Right.
Granted,
here's
this situation,
the
they should have done it a lot better.
Right.
But
here's the difference,
all,
though.
I wanted to say.
I want to make a couple of distinctions here. Number one, they were badgering my wife with questions unrelated to any of this nonsense. So she started to shut down. You know, she started to not want to answer the same fucking questions over and over and over again. So that's when I stepped in and I said, no more. You know, I want you to get to the heart of the matter. She had just had a pelvic exam. Just had it a day or two prior.
In the same hospital?
In a different hospital, but what difference does it make? You know?
Well, ability to share records is why I was asking.
Well, they
some organizations can't share their records with another one.
They can easily share those records here. Like it's not even a question. Like it all of her file is electronically here. So
that's the question of what form it's in. It's the legal stuff. Some of the hospitals are not allowed to share records regardless. So.
All right. Well, here's the deal. Here's the distinction.
But we don't need to go all the way into it. I'm on your side, and I understand.
I know. I'm just trying to make the distinction. Like, there's a difference between if I was really aggressive and said, you know, there's no way you're doing that. There's not this. You know, you guys are not doing this, and I was belligerent. And there's a difference between that and what I did, which was, let's just skip the bullshit and get right to the heart of the matter. Let's eliminate the worst possibility, which is what an ER should do, you know, life-threatening emergencies and this, you know. So that's the distinction. They went from point A to point Z so fast, and that's the problem. That's the process that's broken. You know what I mean? So
they do tend to jump the conclusions in hospitals.
They did.
They look for the easiest solution possible.
They absolutely did. No question about it.
Standard troubleshooting is to go from easy to hard, but
right. Right. But here's the thing. She wants to call in. Of course she can call in. Let me type to her. She wants to tell her side of the story so you guys can get a full picture of what's going on here. Here's my wife. Real Whiffix. Whiffix, you're on the line. What's going on?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Welcome.
Just wanted to clear up a few things. I think what's getting confused here is the fact that they made it personal. The fact that the nurse followed me into my CAT scan just to ask if it was safe at home because the comment, what she had indicated was, is he always this aggressive? I said, you guys are not listening, and that's why he's speaking up for me. Oh, was her answer. Oh, I wouldn't be able to sleep at night without asking you this. That's not for her to have to go to bed wondering about us. She has a job to do, and that's to be a nurse to take care of me.
Right. Now, it would have been different if you had a bunch of bruises on your face and, you know, I seemed real – was I in any way belligerent or aggressive or
– No, and the fact that I've already had told my story, I came in, told the nurse when I first came in, obviously, I had to come in and tell somebody what was wrong with me. Then I had to repeat it to the doctor, which is fine because then it's a doctor. Then you go in and you see another nurse and you tell the other nurse it. Then another nurse comes in and a doctor, so you tell it to them. And then the boss of them comes in and you have to tell it to them. Then the other nurse comes in because she's right-hand person with the first nurse.
Right.
By that time, I'm done.
Right. You were.
I don't want to get poked and prodded anymore. I'm in pain. Do the scan that you said you were going to do for this life-threatening thing that you thought that I had.
Right.
And take care of it.
And also,
sounds like bureaucracy.
It was.
Well, not just that. I mean, if anything, there's stuff going on behind the scenes, them referring to each other, and one doc coming forward to get the story directly.
Exactly. See, there's
And then let me just tell you another thing that just topped the cake for us. It was, and I know you didn't get to this part, Frank, but I go for my CAT scan, and at the end of the CAT scan, the gentleman says, "Where else do you seek care? Have you gone?" And I said, this is the only place. So where have you done another CAT scan? I haven't.
Yeah.
Came back and I told Frank, he was asking me where I've done another scan. I don't know why. Come to find out that in my stomach, something was illuminating from something that only can be given during a CAT scan, which they call barium.
The barium drink.
Yes.
Very right. Tasty. Right.
So they put it – well, I didn't drink anything. They put it in my IV. So that – anyway, they kept questioning me. She came in. One of the idiot doctors comes in and says basically this. "I want to know where you went and got your first CAT scan." Well, I've never gotten a CAT scan in my life until yesterday.
Right. And over, the same question, over and over and over. And by this time, you had morphine in your system, right?
Well, I refused the morphine. They gave me Dilaudin.
Okay. All right. So, but two doses, right?
Yes.
Yes, two doses.
So then they started accusing me of
too much medicine and just all kinds of shit.
Yeah, then you're supposed to Hulk out and just, you know, rampage.
Right.
They got the drugs in your system. That was on you, if it's you're supposed to Hulk out.
Well, wouldn't she be She-Hulk, though? And She-Hulk keeps all her intelligence.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so she'd be throwing lawyer jargon at the same time she's beating
her. Exactly.
Nice
reference, Zeno. So the bottom line was they were frustrating her, and finally I did speak up and say, you know what, you guys aren't listening. She doesn't want the pelvic exam. She just wants the CAT scan, and that's where it escalated. And that, Fifth Dream and everybody in chat, is bullshit, all right? Plain and simple. Bullshit. I don't care what. I mean, you know what's funny is I'm sure that nurse went home and slept just fine.
Yeah, right? And also, if I could say to Fifth Dream, he's indicated that they may have been sued if they didn't ask. You're probably correct, because they do have a clause that they do have to ask, and that is, do you feel safe at home? Have you fallen in the last 6 months? And have you felt depressed in the last week, I think is their their medical.
Yeah, so if they have a doctor, they should have stuck to it. I agree.
Yeah, they didn't stick to that at all. And to be quite honest, Fifth Dream was talking about this is the same BS when people complain about waitresses, little things with waitresses. Completely different, Fifth Dream. I respect Fifth Dream.
Hey, Frank.
Yes.
Do you think this could have been racist?
No, because the nurse, I think, was Hispanic. The doctors were white. I never think along those lines unless it's really
could
blatant.
Could this have been a drug cartel issue?
Yeah.
What are you talking about? Whippix is Caucasian, man.
You're wrong.
She's from the top of the mountain of Caucasus, man.
Well, thank you, Whippix, for clearing up anything. Did you want to talk about anything else? Do you want to stay in for our DragonsCon discussion about
I do not.
Okay.
We're not good enough to talk to? Is that what you're saying?
You're listening to a show on All Games. Of course not. Women do not want to talk to you.
Digital females. That's as far as we go.
Basically, what I'm referring to, Whippix, is the artwork in Dragon's Crown. Like, you saw the video earlier. So we're going to be talking about that. If you want to jump in, feel free to call back in. All right.
Because this is a woman's perspective issue.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And if you don't call back in, we'll taunt you.
I'll be in chat.
All right. All right, Whippix. Thank you for the call. That was my wife.
Why are you married to this loaf of a host you got here, man?
I'm telling you, man. I question myself.
I don't get it at all. You sound goofy as hell, dude.
I question myself every day about that, Zeno. Trust me.
And she, what are you talking about? She just too. Holy crap.
She just told us how she went to the doctor and they gave her morphine and a bunch of other stuff.
That sounds great to me.
Oh man. All right.
If I could just get a little morphine each day, I swear I'd be happier.
Well, no, you can pretty much guarantee you'd be happy.
All right. My sweeto is those Dragon's Crown videos, which we'll be talking about. Stealth, do you have any sweetos? And then I'll get to you, Zeno.
All right.
I have no sweeto this week.
Zeno, you're up.
My sweeto is freaking Far Cry 3 Blood Dragon, man. That's everything I freaking want in a video game.
Does it have every
single thing.
Does it have RPG elements?
Yes, you get levels as you shoot things.
I'm in.
That's as much as it matters anymore. And you do have to shoot a lot of enemies to go up levels, so there's a grinding thing in there.
Halo 4, all right. I'm
game,
in.
Halo 4, game. Get that crap out of here, man.
Son of a, where's the hang up button at?
Does the game have a decent length? Is it about as long as the original Far Cry 3?
No, it's a $15 game, so you get $15 length out of it. But yeah.
So that's like 4 hours.
No, more like 8.
Full games like that are about that anyway. So
yeah, it's like if you speed run it, they say about an hour.
What? Wow!
If you speed run it, with most speed run games are that short. And then, but if you do all the side content and everything else, it's about 8 or 9 hours worth of content.
Speed runs are insane. You can't produce anything in speed run.
Well, that's just the from start. I'm using that as a gauge from start to finish. Yeah, but so if it goes from 1 hour to 8 hours just casually playing, plus it's the
I
whole
like how the main character kind of looks like Kyle Reese
because it's Michael Biehn that's doing it. So yeah. Michael Biehn, Corporal Hicks, the one of the best.
It's like they wanted to make Terminator game, but they couldn't get the license, so they decided to do that instead.
No, it's more like, I know the guy said we grew up in the we were all born in the '70s. We grew up watching cheesy B-minus sci-fi action stuff. This is what we wanted to see in the game, so they did it, and that was the best move they ever did ever.
That sounds like my life.
The sound, the best thing about this thing is the soundtrack. Power Glove did all the music, and it's straight out of freaking Terminator and Total Recall and all that other bullshit.
Good. I like that.
Excellent. Excellent. Yeah. Excellent.
All right.
And then nothing but cheesy 80s lines. Anytime you use a melee attack and you're out of range, he flips the bird. It's everything I want in a freaking video game. Nothing but death, destruction, and cyber parts going everywhere, and blood dragons. Them things are fucking awesome.
Zeno, I think I'm going to have to take your RPG card away from you, my friend.
Oh, really? You can't take my RPG card away from you. You don't have enough rank to take my
RPG. Get out of here, Zeno.
This is rocket propelled grenade card.
Look, Zeno, all I got to let you know is I'm torturing myself with fucking Dragon Age 2, all right? That's enough.
Please, I've played role-playing games on the Apple IIe. Enough said.
I played Dungeons & Dragons before you even thought of playing RPGs, you know?
What? Man, that's some stuff you're talking.
Cyberpunk, D&D, Vampire the Masquerade, you name it, I played it.
Yeah, Wiffix needs to take you to the hospital because you got more gaming credit than me when it comes up.
How dare you, Zeno? How dare you?
I tested over 50 Korean grinders for the Ultimate Quest. I haven't seen you touch that many yet.
I don't play overseas shit,
you don't
man.
Play them. Thank you very much.
I never had money.
I didn't have
ever.
Any money either. I didn't pay for any of those.
and plus, I don't do PC gaming. Yeah, you play those on the PC, right?
Yeah, of course there are MMORPGs.
There's your problem. There's your problem.
Hey, it doesn't matter. It's still more of an RPG than half the games out now. So.
Probably. You're probably right. All right. Let's move on.
Got to coin check me. That's all.
I got to keep you honest.
I don't really move on yet because this game sounds freaking awesome.
My stinko is this guy chicken me saying I'm not an RPG.
Well, look, you're playing games like Far Cry 3 and I don't know what else. Probably Devil May Cry and other shit like that, man.
Frank, you're the one that used to tell me that every game was an RPG.
Yeah, actually, that there's some truth to that, actually. So, all right, Zeno, you're okay in my book, my friend.
I play everything. I don't limit myself. I have no limit.
You know what? I'm more and more playing more RPGs than I ever used to, but I used to be that way, play everything. But just what I've been playing lately is just shit.
You haven't played Criminal Girls. You haven't played everything.
Wyland says, Frank played RPGs on the Great Pyramid Walls, son. All right.
Yeah, I'm Xenocore, the outside source, goddammit.
Yeah. You know, hey, Xenocore, you know, man, we've both been around, my friend. Mm-hmm. We've both been around. All right. Eric, you have a review, speaking of Devil May Cry.
Yeah.
All right, let's hear it.
DMC, made by Ninja Theory, and it's their own take on Devil May Cry. I don't care what people say about it not being Devil May Cry. I think you're stupid. I think it's a Devil May Cry game. It's just not the one they wanted. But at saying that, though, the game is fun, but it's not necessarily something I think I'd go back to playing again.
Mm-hmm.
If I do play it, it's going to be once I get a new rig for my PC and play it on PC, get it on Steam for like really cheap sometime in the future.
All right, so what are the major differences here?
The major differences are, well, the style system from 3 and 4 is not there anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And your devil arms or angel arms, because there's now an angel devil system, because your character is now not half human, half demon anymore. He's half angel, half demon. And they're called Nephilim, but whatever. Anyways, you hot swap the button by holding the L2 or the R2 buttons, and you have to hold those down to attack. That's kind of annoying because it kind of makes doing combos difficult, but at the same time, I guess it's easier to get higher style points that way.
Mm-hmm.
So it's I don't know. It kind of works and it kind of doesn't work. But and the level progression system where you, after you get so many points, you get a skill point that you can spend on a certain ability for any one of your weapons or just special abilities, like being able to jump on an enemy's head to get extra height or whatever. So that system from 4 is still in there. But despite the fact that the game on the consoles is running at 30 FPS, it's at least a constant 30 FPS and not inconsistent, so you don't notice the frame drop that much, and it still animates fairly decently. And I honestly think 60 FPS is only really important for first-person shooters and maybe fighting games. Because I didn't really notice it all that much. I was like, if this is 30 FPS, I'd hate to see what 60 does look like.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, if you want 60 FPS to DMC, you'll have to play the PC version and have a good build. But yeah, some people here, some talking about the real Dante, but oh well. the game's story is, well, it's like any other Devil May Cry game. It's ridiculously stupid, but the dialogue itself is, I think it's the stupidest in a DMC game I've ever seen. Like, everybody probably knows about the whole succubus scene where he says "fuck you" and they have a "fuck you" exchange, but and then there's parts games where he and Virgil are comparing each other, and, well, I've got a bigger dick. That was like stupid as hell too. But I mean, that's as bad as bro as it got. But
yeah,
it's still annoying and stupid. But it's kind of funny in that way. But they could have done a lot better, in my opinion. And I'm gonna give this game a 7 out of 10.
Wow, that's actually pretty high. Now I know Stealth might have something to say about that.
Yeah, I hated the game. I thought it was really, really bad.
Hmm.
Like, shovelware level bad for me.
Wow. That bad?
Yeah, I hated it.
Well, why did you hate it? Because you were so used to the first four? Or
yeah, what? Well, that was part of it. I got used to the Dante of those games. I got used to the gameplay. I felt like I was playing sort of like a Western action game with big sorted Japanese character. I just didn't like it.
Mm. All right, so it's just a matter of preference then. Yeah. All right, Eric. So 7 out of 10. Would you recommend people
would
getting
I prefer
it?
The Japanese version? Yes, but I don't mind this version at all. Really.
All right, so are you saying...
I just felt that elements of the game were too weak.
Is this a buy, or is this wait till it gets cheaper, or just rent?
Nah, it's a rental, because you can beat it in a weekend.
Okay, all right, that's fair. I think that's fair. All right. This is the topic I want to get to, you guys. This is Grindr Talk for
oh,
this
yeah,
week.
By the end of the game, he has white hair. Yay.
Spoilers!
Dante has white hair. God damn it.
I didn't see that coming. Oh, yeah, and it's one thing, interesting thing to note, that the coloring of his jacket is reversed.
Ah, gotcha. All right, let's move on to our Grindr Talk. This is what everybody, I think, has been waiting for. Dragon Crown is coming out August 6th, I believe, and I can't wait for the game. I think it looks fantastic. But there's a lot of controversy surrounding the artwork of Dragon's Crown. So here we are again, gentlemen, talking about character design, artwork, sexism, and a bunch of other shit that people are throwing around with this game. So
let me guess. The women have big bosoms and the men have huge pecs and muscles.
Right.
Which
is
probably
this is
big cocks.
Breakman, this is actually a good point, dude, because as much of, much as people want to hype up the women in this game, I think the men are kind of overly sexualized as well. So why don't we make it an all-encompassing thing and say that Dragon Crown is basically sexualizing everything, right?
Oh, Dragon Crown is the most sexist game ever. Got it.
Right, right. So what are you guys... thoughts on this?
Well, first of all, we haven't actually talked about this article.
Okay, go ahead, Eric. Prime us with this article.
It says, apparently some artist from Gearbox, whose name is Shailen Ham, criticized George Kamatani's art. And this is her quote. I want to see more women getting interested in games and game development. Stuff like this only serves to further cement the idea that you're stepping into a male hobby rather than something that's more inclusive. And then she goes on and says, also, this is the first time I've seen a character that... And holy shit, ha 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 ha. That's actually something that made its way into basically a finished video game. Fucking lol. Some juvenile delinquent kid in my fifth grade class used to draw girls that look like that, only without the creepy, blank, featureless same faces and wizard hats. Actually, I think he was better at it. Also, yeah. I think he's in jail now. This is amazing. So, yeah, how unprofessional of you, cunt. And I've seen some of her own artwork, and while she does have skill, I don't particularly care for it.
We're missing...
And I think the art styles are way too different for her to be comparing her style versus his.
Uh-huh.
And, like, that's an actual argument anyway. I mean, come on, really?
Well, we're missing one part of this. This whole thing started because Jason Schreier from Kotaku called out the Dragon Crown art style as being done by, like, what, a teenager or 12-year-old, whatever he said. Yeah, and that's how this whole thing started.
I remember
about something, and yay!
I remember that article. This thing should not have been this.
It's like this is the first time people seen big boob characters or something. Yeah, and they're all supposed to be shocked.
Yeah,
what are we in like 1950 or something? I don't know.
Here's the problem. Why is the focus always on women? Like. Why couldn't the?
It is sexist. That's the real sexism, if you ask me.
Right.
Well, look at it. I bet none of us have like 8-pack abs and or 12-pack abs and,
well,
and muscles
yourself,
as big
Breakman.
As Hulk Hogan. You know.
Yeah. Speak for yourself, Breakman.
Right. Okay. Well, the rest,
I mean,
the three of us.
If you want to say that the Amazon is questionable design at best, then you can. But. To say
I have
that
one muscle.
What I'm saying is the stereotype isn't fair because we're expected to, you know, be okay with men looking buff and stuff like that. But if a woman, you know, they see someone with bigger breasts, they get upset.
Right. This is a double standard that I've been talking about on this show for
also,
a very long
also,
time.
Also, it's kind of PC because, like, so men have to act like they don't like big boobs in order to
make to be PC.
Look better or something.
Right. Here's the thing, all right? If they would have come out and said both ways, the men and the women, then there's more credence led into this. But I agree with you guys. We're not living in the 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s. Last I checked, it's 2013. Women are
– I'd be more concerned with the publish – or with apparently – I read something on Twitter to the effect of, well, I don't know if this is a rumor or not, but it could possibly be true. But apparently a publisher rejected the game because – the women didn't have big giant tits because they were designing the character to not look like that specifically.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if I believe that, but
yeah, but
you know, on Twitter I posted a picture of one of the female characters and Anna Nicole Smith. And they both have the same size breasts. I mean, there's nothing that isn't outside the realm of reality.
Right. All right.
Well, my main question is where were these people complaining when Magna Carta got released?
Oh, yeah, exactly. Good point, dude. Good point. I have a huge Magna Carta.
Yeah, I mean, Magna Carta has the same proportion design. Maybe not as extreme as this, but it's still beyond the realm of reality.
Yeah. We have another special guest on the line, Mayor Young.
What's going on, folks?
Yeah,
long time no talk.
He knows nothing about art. Cut him off.
Let me tell you.
Yes.
You guys got this wrong a little bit, and I'll tell you why. This is why it's important to have female perspectives in the mix.
Right.
This can't be seen as like, oh, the game sexualizes both men and women.
Why not?
Because of the way that our society and our culture, in regards to, I mean, I'll speak to America specifically, is set up. You really can't, like, there's not really over-sexualization of men.
That's absolutely wrong, Mayor. I'll point to an example. All right.
Hey, we're
just talking about Dragon's Crown, right?
All right.
Did you ever play D&D?
You're talking about actual pen and paper Dungeons and Dragons, right?
Yes.
No, only just recently I've played my first game of D&D.
Okay, you've seen the Lord of the Rings movies, right?
Of course.
Okay. What do the dwarves look like in Lord of the Rings?
The dwarves are all like beautiful people.
They're short, fat, ugly.
The dwarves are all stumpy.
Stumpy, big nose, that Jewish type of thing, looking. Right? Right?
Jewish looking. See, that's wrong.
No, I didn't say. I didn't pull a Howard Stern on this one. No. All right.
Hey, the Jewish guy said that.
Right. Here's the thing. Men are always over-sexualized as well. That's all I'm saying.
It's just if you look, pitch a shit.
Okay,
that's not an example though, Frank. I mean,
here's the example. Here's the example, Mayor. If you look at the dwarf in Dragon's Crown, he's buffed out to the max. He's got ripples. He's got abs. He's got huge thighs. He's in. He's topless. He's he looks fucking awesome. Like I want to look like that dude.
Let me ask you a question.
The female dwarfs do not look awesome.
Let me ask you a question. If you were all ripped out, say you had the Rock's physique.
Right. I happen to be pretty buff.
And you walked into a room and a whole bunch of women started complimenting you and wanting to touch you and whatnot. Right. And talk
if
about
I had the Rock's physique, I would go everywhere without a shirt. I don't care how fucking cold it was.
Well, that's you, though.
At any point, Frank, and I know you're married. I know you're married, but I'm saying, at any point, would you feel unsafe or uncomfortable in a way where you're like, you know what? I don't like. I understand you might be uncomfortable because you're married, but outside of that, would you feel uncomfortable, unsafe? Basically, feel like you're being assaulted in any way.
I've had that feeling before, actually, Mayor. This is little known fact. I used to lift a few weights.
I'm asking, in that situation, would you have that feeling?
I think I probably would. I mean, I'm not saying I wouldn't like the attention at first, but if that's all people are Google,
using it, everybody wants, and you become an object at that point.
Right. Then you become an object. If you don't feel that way, then you're fine.
If people want to objectify me, I'm fine with that.
That we live in a society where women become objects much quicker than men do.
I totally disagree.
It's not men.
I don't think so.
Mayor.
It's not that many studies that say it's about the same.
Here's another example, Mayor.
How can you say it's the same, though?
It is the same, and I'll tell you why. Mayor,
it's just people bitching more hold on. About the female
Eric,
side.
Boy. Eric, hold on.
Wait, right now you guys are saying that as far as objectification of the two genders go.
Yes, it's equal.
Yes, that's how natural selection works.
Hold on. Let's throw the natural selection and all that bullshit out, okay? Here's another example. How many times have you – okay, would you agree that women in general don't really like baseball? Like it's not their preferred sport? How many times have you heard a woman, ooh, look at that guy's butt. You know, look at that baseball player butt. Look at A-Rod's ass. Right. How many times have you seen that or heard that?
The movie stars like Taylor Lautner and stuff.
Right. Ooh, look at his abs.
That guy is amazing.
Right.
The point isn't that women don't see men as sexual objects. Right. The point is, how do men see themselves?
As sexual men? Objects.
It's the same, okay. Both
see,
ways.
That's the thing. If men see themselves, like say for instance, if A-Rod knows that women like his ass,
right,
that doesn't affect him in any way, shape, or form.
Why wouldn't it?
But I don't ask me, ask A-Rod. It wouldn't affect most of us. All right. Of us here would love for women to like what our bodies look like.
There's a difference between wanting to look good.
The way you looked.
Right. No, but that's a whole different thing. That has nothing to do with sexualization.
Mayor, hold on.
The point I'm making is you guys are looking at it from a man's perspective.
No.
You got to look at it from a woman's perspective.
Okay. Maybe we should get Wiffix on here then.
I wish you would call in.
Well, since he'd be in chat, so.
Here's the thing.
Where it's like, it's one of those things where it's easy for us.
Mayor,
to.
I understand what you're saying, Mayor.
Okay.
Right? Despite the fact that the mayor's also a man, and he's saying this.
All right. Here's the thing.
Dismiss it because we look at it from our perspective, which happens to be kind of like, you know, the majority thing.
I know it's hard for you to believe this, Mayor, but women feel almost the same exact way as men when it comes to this, all right? When they see men, they swoon like we swoon for women. We lust after celebrities. They do the same thing. It's the same thing in video games.
They're more willing to talk to their friends about it than we are.
Here's the thing. I've heard Rachel many a time say that, Nathan Drake from Uncharted is hot.
Right.
You know, but nobody says, oh, you're over-sexualizing. You know, it just doesn't work that way.
Why is it that Nathan Drake doesn't wear the same outfit Laura Croft does?
Did they not change that?
How come Nathan Drake isn't in short shorts and a tank top?
He's in a tight, what you call it, like white t-shirt that shows all his stuff.
Well, what about Kratos? He walks around in just a little loincloth.
No, right.
But understand what you're doing here is you're not answering the question I'm asking you.
Okay.
You're trying to say, well, that's not the case because look at Kratos. Kratos is one dude in hundreds and thousands of game characters that happens to be naked.
All of them are fair.
Look at
okay.
And also, I think Kratos.
Why you gotta turn my argument against me? What the hell, man?
The RPG show. Why right. is it that when
have you ever played Disgaea?
Hold on.
Naked men there.
Why is it that when we have armor for male characters, it's like a full set of armor, and then the same armor for the female characters?
Actually, I've been playing a JRPG lately.
No.
The same armor for the female characters, which has the same stats, is like a bikini armor.
You know right. why? Because women sexualize other women.
Oh, so we're going to blame women.
That's kind of a weak argument.
True. Just as much as they
sexualize
men
other men. But
look,
women
here's the deal.
Whether they're straight,
okay.
bi, or gay.
Mayor, I'm going to answer your question.
Answer my question.
The majority of people that design games are men, all right? So, of course, they're going to tend to over-sexualize the women, but that doesn't mean
here's
that.
Here's the thing. I think
well, let them finish.
Is publishers assuming this is what we want, so they just make it that way?
Let me finish.
Finish your point, Frank.
Okay. My point is this. All right. The majority of developers are men. I think I'm pretty safe in saying that, right? It's changing, but
– No. We got that.
Right. Okay. But to sit here and say that it's one-sided and women don't sexualize men as much as men sexualize women is absolutely wrong. I've heard many I hate this term, but women gamers talk about how hot a certain character – Dante, that's another prime example. How hot is he? Or any a long line of JRPG guys like you know, people from Final Fantasy or like Aron or what's his name? Not Sora. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I know, but don't you see the flaw in what you're saying right there? I mean, one, you halfway prove my point when you say, well, the majority of the guys that make games are guys, so of course they're going to sexualize women more than men.
Here's the thing, Mary.
That halfway proves
my point. No, they're marketing games that way.
Right.
They market games that way, but it's not like we buy them.
Right.
And what I'm saying is that kind of proves the other half of my point where it's like it's not like we're trying to say, oh, we don't like that. What we're trying to say is we like that, but women shouldn't have a problem with us liking it because –
Here's my question to you. Why is it wrong, Mayor?
The reasons that they think we like it, which is kind of – it's a little false. I mean, no. It's like we have to be more honest with ourselves with why we like the things that we like. But understand – that and I'm not saying, but by no means am I saying, I'm not agreeing with the woman and how her commentary, because I do agree it was unprofessional,
right?
And I thought it was hilarious that Eric was like, "That's unprofessional, you cunt. That's classic."
I should clip that out, actually.
Yeah, but the fact is,
I'm gonna call a spade a spade, dude.
But the fact is this: I don't agree with her approach. Or even her assessment, because it's like, you know, how are you going to criticize someone's art if you don't like it? You can just feel free to not like it and move on, you know?
Right.
But what I'm saying is we don't want to, or at least I don't believe we should try to trivialize the issue, because there is a real issue there, and it's a dialogue that should be had.
We're not trivializing it. I understand what's going on.
What I'm really asking is, is this the thing we should be talking about, and shouldn't we be talking about this other thing instead?
Right.
What's the other thing?
Okay, the thing is people are complaining about one character in one fucking video game. Instead, we should be talking about why publishers do this in the first place and maybe try to find ways to convince them to not do it.
Well, you're not going to. It's human nature. It's psychology. It's the way we're wired. You're not going to get away with that.
And women, and maybe
as long as they take care of
that, and maybe people couldn't be bitchy on the internet about this.
No, as long as advertising companies use psychology to create their ads, you are never going to get away from this happening in society. Well, because that's the way we're wired.
The only way to make publishers not do things like this is to not buy it.
Right.
Exactly. So you vote with your dollars.
But then people don't get games. So should we sacrifice games for that? This is the real question, I guess.
Well, they'll learn their lesson and stop doing it. That's what I'm saying. If they lose enough in sales, right, to where it modifies their artistic approach towards the game, that will have a meaningful impact on the industry. But if they make more money from increasing the breast size of one character, it's going to happen more and more often.
Or the bulge in that guy's pants or his pecs. This is what I'm trying to say. It happens with men. Look, every single guy in video games that I know of, all right, is bucked out to the max. Am I right or wrong on that?
Oh, you're absolutely right.
So that is sexualization.
Mayor, as possible.
None of us are big buff.
A buff guy with clothes on, and a female that has a great body, but it's half naked.
All right, Mayor. What difference does it make if the male is clothed or not? Right. Let's say he's completely clothed. They still have the huge biceps that you can see through any clothes. There's no difference, Mayor. No difference, man.
Nobody's saying a woman can't be sexy. It turns out women are really sexy even when they wear clothes.
And they're sexy when they don't wear clothes. So you're damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Sometimes the game industry caters to adolescent fantasies. They make the women half naked, and they don't have to do that to make them sexy.
This is my advice. If any sexualization of any character in any video game makes you upset, stop buying video games. That's my
Wait. See, now that's crazy talk. Like, why is that crazy talk? If I'm talking about one game, should I stop buying all games?
Because every single game does it, whether it's male or female.
But you telling me you can't see the difference between the way that a woman is portrayed in friggin' Dragon Crown and a woman is portrayed in Mass Effect?
Mayor, what I'm saying is the male is just as sexualized as any female in any of these games. Right?
I think what Frank's saying is he's giving you this ultimatum, but it's retarded, so you shouldn't do that.
Right, I agree. That's what I'm saying.
I'll say this. I understand the point you're making, Frank. I think you're wrong. I don't think it is the same, and I don't
think
it seems the same.
You know why you're saying that, Mayor? Because you're a heterosexual male. If you talk to maybe a gay male or a woman, they would tell you, guys don't normally look like that unless they're in Hollywood and have 10 trainers at their side. You know what I mean? It's just as prevalent.
To know that whether the guy's wearing clothes or not.
Okay. Look, all I'm saying is not everybody looks like the characters in video games, men or women. That's what I'm saying.
Let me make it simple. Do you feel like there's more skin per capita shown from women in women video game characters than men video game characters?
Do you agree that the human imagination is way more?
You guys are asking each other rhetorical questions, and you're arguing a point that's not going to come to a solution because it's based on personal opinion. The only thing that's going to make anything change is if you see something you do not like, don't buy it.
But
you can complain all you want, but they have the right to do whatever they want with their media.
Right. Yes.
So with that being said, you can say you're upset it does this to women and that to women, but the only way you're going to get a universal change, you have to point it all out. This is just nitpicking at the problem, and it's not going to come to any real solution. Right. For instance, if they would have referenced a game like Magna Carta, which has the same issues as this one as far as proportion and everything else like that, she would have drawn correlation across a larger part of the industry, and her point would have more impact. Because she's only pointing to one character. Like, for instance, when nobody really commented when Chun-Li first came out.
Oh, yeah. That's a good point.
That was a major change.
Chun-Li is a far cry from this chick.
No, but you have to point it all out is what I'm saying. When she first came out, they did not have to put her in that outfit.
Right. That's exactly right.
But that was a marketing choice.
The only part of Chun-Li that shows skin are her arms.
Well, how about Mai from
actually, Mary.
You can see all of her legs.
Actually, if you look really closely in those, if you look closely when Chun-Li wins, when she's jumping up and down, you can almost see like through her top. Am I wrong?
I don't know anything about that, Frank.
I think you can actually.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is, if you point it out, you have to point it all out and all at the same time to have an impact. Just saying this character's boobs flop around in the wind isn't going to do anything.
Right.
I think it's unfortunate that it sounds to me basically like if somebody points out, well, hey, you know what? This is kind of suspect in this one area. They're like, well, you got to point out where it's suspect across the entire board for your point to be valid.
I'm not saying it makes it more or less valid. I'm saying it has more impact and you'll actually get a reasonable response from what you're complaining against.
Yeah, but what I'm trying to say is, It's like what you're saying is okay. The point might be valid, but it's too small.
It's not going to have the impact,
right?
And that's fair. We can agree to disagree.
Yeah,
I'm not disagreeing. I'm just saying her. It's basically she didn't get a loud enough megaphone to complain. It's just going to fade into the background.
And by no means, you know, I'm not saying that these type of games shouldn't get made or those types of characters shouldn't get designed. Because I think, you know, hey, man, it's a free country and we should make whatever we want to make. And who doesn't like it cannot like it. But
right. And by the way, women have huge buying power when it comes to these games.
What I am saying is I think we should really be honest with ourselves in regards to.
Hello, Mayor, are you there?
I think we lost Mayor.
I think we lost
Mayor. Because I opened my mouth, the Mayor got kicked off. What the hell?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he is saying we need to be honest with ourselves with the way things are being portrayed.
And what I'm saying is we need to be honest ourselves with men as well. Men are just –
we need to be
– Yeah, so you guys are arguing two different points.
I think we all need to admit that we all like the stuff. And
right.
We need to stop complaining about it and pretending like it's a big social issue. Yeah.
Right, because it's not.
I mean, in the end, their art style has been used for like 20 years now for at least 4 or 5 games. Yeah. And now people are making an issue about it. It rings hollow to me.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Since it was the first time this one was spotted, she didn't point out the others.
I think maybe it's the proliferation of the internet that's drawing so much ire because you wouldn't get this 10 years ago or even 20 years ago.
Yeah, it would fade into nothing. Even though the internet helped spread the idea, it's still not all-encompassing enough to really pull more out. It's going to fade into the background. It's going to be ineffective.
Whippix makes a great point in chat, and it's just as valid for men and women. I'm going to make that point here. Sex sells.
Yeah, right? That's the first thing I said.
Right.
And
we need to admit that sex is – we all like sex, and sex isn't bad, and we
No, not all of us. There are asexuals out there. You have to include them.
Right. Yes. Most of us like sex.
The majority of people.
Right. Okay.
Because
so I think
the asexual
boils...
people need to turn this podcast off right now.
Yeah, I think what this boils down to is we want characters with even larger breasts.
Yeah.
I think they should make...
I don't think I could handle it. I've seen some hentai that'll make me...
I honestly think that both... The mayor and our illustrious host here are arguing two separate points.
No, I actually think we're arguing the same point at once.
No, you're not. Trust me, you're not.
Either way, it was
interesting. It might sound like it at first, but not really. No. The more I was listening to the mayor, the more I have to agree with Cino.
Well, all I know is it happens to men and women. It is what it is.
Yes, we know your point. Go to the next segment.
You don't like it, don't buy it. All right. The next segment is the end of the show.
No, wait. We'll go back then.
No, we
15 minutes.
Yeah, then we can talk more about Blood Dragon, bitches.
Yeah, we'll just add the next stuff into next week.
Yeah, we're going to save it for next week, guys. We're going to go with our Would You Rather this week. You guys are going to love this, okay?
No, would
you
rather not do?
Would you rather have erectile dysfunction or have a fear of intimacy? Zeno, tackle this one first.
Well, you can use your stuff and not have intimacy. So, yeah, I'd rather have the intimacy.
The fear of – okay. That's fair.
Because I'd rather make sure my equipment's working and keep the prostate cancer away.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Eric.
I think I'm already kind of halfway to the fear of intimacy.
Yeah, he's already living it.
So. Yeah. All right. Stealth.
Intimacy is for losers. You need to use your penis.
All right. Breakman.
See, I've dealt with intimacy issue. God damn it. Intimacy issues before, you know, like.
So were you at one point called not No Mojo Man?
No. I mean, like. It would be like a, you know, like one night stands type stuff. Like, you know, I don't want a relationship. I just want to play for tits.
That's sexist.
But obviously I'm engaged now. I'm really happy to be a fair. Yeah. Fear of intimacy, like Kasumi says. And I think I've dealt with that a lot.
Wait, what is that?
That was my ringtone. Sorry.
Yeah. That's a bad man. Silence. Yeah, that's Crash Man stage.
Yeah, it was. Nice call.
All right. I think
I'm old school, son.
I actually agree with Zeno on this one. I would rather have a fear of intimacy and know that my shit would still work than my shit not working, you know? So, all right. Zeno, as always, good friend. It was really great to have you on the show. Give us some plugs, my friend.
All right, soundcloud.com/unicorn. Listen to my stuff. Let me know what you think. And since I've been playing so much Blood Dragon with all this 80s synth music, I wouldn't be surprised if more of that shows up. So
I listened to a few of those tracks, you know, and that's
just
pretty good.
Does Blood Dragon make your junk work?
Absolutely, dude.
All right. Zeno, good work on that SoundCloud.
Oh, my
station.
God.
He's messaging you.
Tell the bitches to be quiet.
Right. Motherfuckers. Zeno, good work on your SoundCloud, dude. It's really good stuff. Check out his SoundCloud. It is good. I mean, he's got a lot of good tracks on there. So, yeah, I know you were saying that people don't check out your shit, Zeno, but I'm telling you, I have checked out your SoundCloud, and it's good stuff. I there was one track in particular I was going to talk to you about, but I'll have to find it again and talk to you about it, because it was like an experiment track. And I thought,
but there's some that I haven't named or anything.
Yeah, it was one of those, and I thought it was really good. I'll have to find it again and tell you which one, because it was really good. So, all right, Stealth, your plugs.
Just follow me on Twitter at Stealth and 4 underscores. I'll probably be trying to forget this podcast and trying to cleanse myself.
Probably not.
Nah. Work out that prostate, dude.
All right, Breakman.
Keep the cancer away once a day.
Breakman.
All right, Breakman. What the hell?
Hey.
What's this about, you know?
Plugs. Breakman.
Oh, plugs. I'm sorry. I thought you were talking about the – never mind.
Show's gone to hell.
Yeah, this show's gone down to two.
I'm going to walk off this show.
I'm going to plug this show because everybody needs to listen to this show while drunk.
Or otherwise, man. If you aren't
high,
drunk,
yeah. I mean, we had violence and sex
and
shows of evil and vile and bad.
Right.
Listen to this show while on heroin. Guarantee it's a good experience.
We don't endorse the use of drugs unless it's cannabis. All right, Eric.
I'm gonna plug GameTactics.com and TotalEGN.com. My reviews are up there, and I also have a YouTube channel, Funny T-Man, where I do Let's Plays and other stuff.
Yeah.
I'm actually thinking about getting my idea off the ground for a vlog.
Yeah, let us know if that comes to fruition, my friend. I'm going to help you with that if you need help, Eric. I could say the obvious here and say I'm going to plug my wife.
Yeah. Oh, that's what you think, my friend.
Wait. Plug her hard and plug her right.
The most important question is, are you going to film it for the rest of us?
How much money
I
you got?
I actually kind of want to see her face now after listening to her voice.
I'll just throw it up on YouPorn.
Stealth is going to be making
it for it.
Stealth is going to be masturbating to my wife in no time.
You can solve all your money problems, Frank. You just need to get right
with dignity. Yeah, exactly. Just look
it up. Oh, man.
My wife
is a very, very beautiful woman, and I take that as a compliment, actually. So, all right. Follow my wife on Twitter, at RealWiffix. She's an awesome person in general. She's very intelligent, very beautiful, very thoughtful, and has a lot to say. And she does her own podcast called Vampcast, which you guys should check out on Stitcher. And
she also does that Twisted Sisters.
And Twisted Sisters. So
I see her now.
Yeah, check that out. So there you go. Check out those shows. You won't be disappointed.
I've never heard so many plugs in my entire life.
Knock it off, Zeno. Go buy a comic book called Zombie Queen on Amazon. It costs $25, but it's 118 pages, so it's like a graphic novel. And it is awesome. So, Stealth, you wanted to plug something else. Go ahead, my friend.
Yeah, Philip Kolar, who writes for Polygon, is doing a stream for charity.
He used to have a podcast, right?
Yeah, for the Boston victims.
Uh-huh.
And I just wanted to plug that.
Yeah, go check that out and donate if you can, for sure. Anybody have anything else? All right. Apparently not. Yeah.
Go see Iron Man 3.
Yeah, go see Iron Man 3 and go check out Xenocore SoundCloud, damn you. You know?
Oh, let me make a retraction, if
yeah.
I could.
Remember go ahead.
When I came on, I spoke about Defiant. Since its release, I have found out it's similar setup to Guild Wars 2. It's a one-time buy. There is no fee.
Ah, that's very, very good.
So I will put that retraction out there. My apologies.
Yeah, no problem, Zeno. That's great. All right. Thank you, Zeno, for being on as always. It's always good to hear your voice, my friend. As always, you and Mare, if you're listening, I totally did not hang up on you. I don't want you to think that I hung up on you. I don't know what happened there.
It was the orange ghost from last week.
It was a good discussion. Mare, we're going to have to exchange numbers so we can talk about this more, my friend. All right?
Don't do that without a recording.
Yeah. I'm sure you guys don't want
to
hear
yeah,
that.
Yeah, so that way we have something to show the judge.
Frank
yeah.
Suit Podcast in the hour.
All right, guys. See you guys next week. Have a good weekend. Stay safe. Don't drink and drive.
There's a GDP tonight.
There is a GDP tonight. It's going to be old school metal. So, Slagar, if you're listening, I know he's been waiting for this night. So,
the Wiggles
check it
involved.
Out. Yeah.
AKA the Brutal Legend soundtrack.
Right, Brutal Legend. Exactly. That's a good point. Yeah. All right. See you guys.
I have the soundtrack. I'll just give you one track.
Yeah, there you go. All right. See you guys later. See you guys next week. Until then, we're out.